Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. National Day for Truth and Reconciliation honored in Sudbury. Autumn leaves and orange shirts shone through the city this morning, an early celebration of National Day for Truth and Reconciliation Day, usually observed on September 30th, which is a Saturday this year. National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is also known as Orange Shirt Day in honor of Phyllis, Jack, Webstead. First observed in 2013 as a way to educate and promote awareness of the trauma and suffering that survivors of the residential schools endured, and still do. In her telling, as told to orangeshirtday.org, Webstead recalls her excitement at going to the store to pick out a new shirt for school, shiny and orange, with a lace-up front. Culminating in a presentation at Bell Park by the City of Greater Sudbury and Greater Sudbury Police Service, the more than 100 who took part in the walk participated in a ceremony at the Elm Street location of Nsawkamuk Native Friendship Center. Walkers then wove their way through the downtown core, with orange flags and signs reading, "Every Child Matters." Read the full story here. Proposed library, art gallery expected to open by the end of 2026. The long road toward Greater Sudbury's new Central Library, Art Gallery is projected to take another 3 years to complete, bringing its grand opening to the end of 2026. This has the potential of being the heart of our community, which we've never really had with all the services that would be joined here, Mayor Paul Lefebvre said during the September 26th meeting of City Council. There's a lot of excitement out there. During the September 26th meeting, City Strategic Initiatives, Communications and Citizen Services Executive Director Ian Wood offered City Council an update on the project. In his presentation and an accompanying report, Wood outlined the latest from the proposal, which aims at bringing a new central library, art gallery to Tom Davies Square. Several years in the works already, the time required to complete the project is currently estimated at 30 to 36 months, according to Wood's report, which also notes, there is a need to better understand the demand for parking within and around the facility. Read the full story here. Ontario high school teachers approve deal to avoid strikes. Ontario's public high school teachers have voted to settle unresolved contract bargaining issues through arbitration and avoid any strikes. The Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation reached a tentative deal with the government last month to continue negotiating until October 27, then send any remaining items to an arbitrator. Union members voted on the proposal and it has now passed, with 78.4% in favor. President Karen Littlewood says the union has unsuccessfully tried to engage the Progressive Conservative government in good faith bargaining for 14 months, and now this allows them to bypass traditional bargaining methods to secure a fair deal. Vail launches annual seating program next week near Coniston. Coniston residents may notice low-flying helicopters in the coming week, as Vail carries out its annual aerial seating program. The start date is October 2, said a company news release. Vail said helicopters are being used to target barren land requiring reclamation. The company said its annual seeding program, which began in 1990, has treated more than 4,200 hectares of land to date. The target area this year is roughly 100 hectares of land southeast of Coniston. While every effort will be made not to fly over nearby residential areas, local residents may notice low-flying helicopters near the town of Coniston. Residents are advised that this is part of Vail's normal land reclamation activities and the low flight paths are necessary for the work to be effective, said the news release. Weather permitting, helicopters will depart from a private aggregate pit southeast of the town of Coniston and deposit loads of pelletized limestone, grass seed and fertilizer on the designated treatment areas, said Vail. Time to test your smoke alarm. Test your smoke alarms. Greater Sudbury Fire Services is urging residents today, test your smoke alarm day. Being prepared in the event of a fire begins with simply pressing the test button on your smoke alarms, Fire and Paramedic Services Chief and General Manager of Community Safety Joe Nichols said in a media release. Test smoke alarms at least once a month, refresh batteries at least once a year and replace smoke alarms after 10 years. Having working smoke alarms in your home can save lives. Last year in Ontario, there were 133 fire-related deaths, which is the highest number in more than 20 years. In Ontario, we've seen a significant rise in fatal fires, and the number of people we have lost in these fires is very concerning, Ontario Fire Marshal John Pegg said in a media release. Ontario, Nevada Inc. deal to boost mining business. Ontario and Nevada have signed a formal agreement to enhance the mining industry in both of those jurisdictions. Nevada is located in the western United States and has a long history of mining, especially for silver, Comstock lode. Nevada is also strong in mining copper, gold, lithium and molybdenum, minerals that are critical to the battery electric vehicle industry. Ontario Premier Doug Ford and Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo signed the agreement Wednesday during a ceremony at Queen's Park. They were joined by Vic Fedeli, Ontario's Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade, and a Nevada-led delegation that includes other government leaders, said a news release. This new agreement will help Ontario and Nevada attract new investments and provide businesses and entrepreneurs opportunities for new markets for their products and services, said Ford. Nevada Governor Lombardo said the agreement was based on the strong mining sectors that exist in his state and in Ontario. Read the full story here.